MG, it's always exciting when I get to play this music. The NRL merry-go-round has been fired up again today.
Oh, yeah.
The story reported on NRL.com by Michael Chamis that West Tigers CEO Justin Pascoe has flown to Auckland to meet up with Madge Maguire to discuss the possibility of coaching the West Tigers next year. That man joins us on the line. He broke the story today. Michael Chamis, live from Auckland. Now, how did we break this story? Did you just bump into Justin in the airport at a bar? How did we discover that Pascoe had landed in New Zealand?
Well, I'm in Auckland at the moment, but Justin's not here. He's in the US. He came before the test match against Australia last week to speak to Madge before his study tour or whatever it is that he's on a junket in the US at the moment. But he met with Michael Maguire about the possibility of coaching the club in the next couple of weeks when his tour finishes.
Is it true, Mike, that he's also met with Wayne Bennett previously, Justin Pascoe?
He has, mate. Yeah, MG. He's met with both Wayne and Madge. They're the two preferred options. Look, I think they're going to play hardball. If they can't get one or the other, I think Ivan Cleary is going to have a tough time getting a release from the West Tigers and join the Panthers if they can't get one of those two, because they're the preferred options at the moment.
That's my next question. The likelihood of Ivan Cleary being at Penrith in 2019... if you're a betting man, out of 10, what would you say?
I'd say 9 out of 10, to be honest with you.
Yep.
I think he still has a lot to play out the way things have gone over the last few weeks. It could get ugly. It depends on the way Ivan wants to handle this. My mail is that a few players there have sort of lost a little respect for the way this is all panned out over the last few weeks. And it'll be interesting to see whether that position is untenable. How can he go back to training if there are people there who have lost that respect? And there was this aura about Ivan, wasn't there? This sort of this on the bus and the respect they had for him. And if that's diminished, it's going to hard to see that he can start the pre-season as coach.
MG, let me ask you, with the playing list the West Tigers have and those two options on the table, who do you think would be a better fit at the West Tigers out of Bennett and Maguire?
Well, I said on this show that I think Bennett would be a perfect match for the Tigers. But as I just said earlier as well, the next best man, I think, is Madge Maguire. If they can't get Madge Maguire across the line, as Michael was just saying, looks like Ivan Cleary will be made to stay in Tigerland.
Michael, the series that's coming up between England and New Zealand, these two coaches, Wayne Bennett and Madge Maguire, coaching these two sides, any chance Justin Pascoe could just say, boys, whoever wins gets the kick?
I reckon the most important thing in all this is what happens in Brisbane. I think Brisbane hold the keys at the moment. If Anthony Seibold, as everyone's talking, ends up at Brisbane in 2020 and they force Bennett to stay and he doesn't get released from South if he even asks for release, they have an option. It'll be Michael Maguire. So they're just sort of waiting on what happens in Brisbane. What happens in England probably will be some bragging rights, but I don't think it's going to make any difference. At the end of the day, the decision of the Broncos will have a massive bearing on what happens at the Tigers.
Can you see Seibold coaching the Broncos, and can you see, unbelievably, everything old is new again, Madge Maguire going back to South?
Well, I can't see that. I didn't see any of this happening.
I didn't see Desi going back to Manly. I didn't see Ivan going back to Penrith.
it's unbelievable. Look, it's not beyond the realm of possibility, but I think it's going to be interesting. If Seibold does happen to agree to terms with Brisbane for 2020, I wonder how much pressure on South Sydney then to release him then from his current deal in his final year, because that'll set off a whole new set of merry-go-rounds, as you said, if Seibold was to ask for a release. I've got no inkling yet, but my mail is that if Brisbane have their preference, it's to get someone in immediately if they were to get someone in to replace it.
Michael, before we let you go, the sort of forgotten man amongst all this, he technically still is the head coach of Manly. What's Trent Barrett got planned for 2019?
Who knows? I think they've got to sort themselves out legally at this point. Technically, his contract's there next year, and they've both Manly and Trent have been very careful about what they do and what they say. But once they sort out the legalities behind Trent Barrett's contract, I think we'll see Des Hasler announced where Trent Barrett ends up. He's a very good assistant. He probably will end up as an assistant somewhere. Not too sure where, though.
Mike, you're in Auckland. Paint the picture for us, mate. Is pandemonium starting to reign with these Tongan supporters everywhere?
It's unbelievable, Andy. I flew in late last night from Sydney, and the whole flight was full of Tongan people. The atmosphere here in Auckland, the excitement around it. I'm looking forward to it. I don't think it will ever experience anything like that. It's sort of that's up to terms of what they're going to expect tomorrow night. The game has grown so much. I never thought we'd see this the way the Tongan fans have embraced it. It's unbelievable, and I think tomorrow night will be a spectacle. And I hope it's a competitive game, because that's what the game needs. This needs to be competitive so we can continue to grow the game and give Tonga the respect they deserve. If they get blown off the park, we're sort of taking a back step there.
Michael Chanamas from NRL.com broke the story today about the West Tigers meeting with Michael Maguire about the possibility of him coaching the club next year. Michael, for your sake, I would go out and buy a Tongan jersey just so you can blend in and keep yourself safe over in New Zealand.
Thanks, boys. I'm tipping I went into a Tongan jersey. I need to put on some muscle, but that's okay.
Michael, thanks for your time, mate.
Keep up the good work, mate.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.